There are a lot of courses for hypnotherapy out there. Courses that are longer, courses that are shorter, and some of the courses you can take stand clearly out of the masses. One of these courses that completely stands out and delivers some of the best training available is clearly the course series given by Dr. John Butler on the system that is called Transforming Therapy. My name is Axel Hombach. I'm a trained hypnotist in Cologne, Germany, and a trainer for self-hypnosis. I'm currently here with Dr. John Butler, who happens also to be a lecturer at King's College and is a licensed psychotherapist. Hello, John.
Hello, Axel.
Just recently, just last week, you had your last training week in with the first course in this series of the four courses that you give, and the course was fully booked. There were more people in the room than the room actually could hold.
Accommodate, yeah. Which is why we had an extra room available.
So your courses have become very, very popular in recent times. And the feedback you receive for your courses is tremendous. Your courses have become something like a landmark in hypnotherapy for many people. There are some more courses coming in the next half year, 6 months, which complete the cycle, but there are also shorter courses that you are about to give. And we are going to go into detail and into the various courses that you are giving in the next 6 months. Just now, let's focus on an overview about the courses that are about to come. So, which is the next course that is coming?
The next course coming, Axel, is Medical Hypnotherapy.
When will it be?
That's on the 25th to the 29th of November.
In just two sentences, what is that course about?
It's applying the principles and skills of hypnotherapy relevant to medical and health applications. It enables the therapist to understand a great deal of how the mind-body interaction works and how it can contribute to illness, as in psychosomatic illness is so-called, and how it can then, the power of the mind can be used to help heal the body, to boost the healing mechanisms of the body, even for other conditions that which the person struggles with. At least they can help, at the very least, reduce some of the symptoms, reduce pain, discomfort.
We are going into that in a short later interview. After the medical course, which is then which course that is upcoming?
The next course after that, right after that course ends, is a course on a one-day training on hypnotherapy for childbirth, pregnancy, and mothering, early motherhood.
We are covering that also in a separate interview. Right now, two sentences, what is that about?
Helping the woman cope with pregnancy, maximizing health, relaxation, reducing discomfort, any pain during childbirth, to reduce that or even eliminate it, believe it or not, and also help the woman then have a very much different kind of quality of birth and bond better and cope better with the mothering phase.
For those people who are interested in this course, when will it take place?
That takes place on the 30th of November.
After that course, are there further courses scheduled this year or will it continue next year?
This continues next year.
Okay, so the first course next year, which will it be?
That's called Advanced Analytical Hypnotherapy from the 3rd to the 8th of February. This course takes person in depth into understanding how problems become fixed in the subconscious mind and cause problems later in life with difficult emotions, behaviors, conflicts of various kinds. So to improve the person's quality of life, to improve themselves physically, mentally, coping with life better, clearing that baggage from the past is a great benefit. Instead of years of psychotherapy, they learn to go into those issues, understand them, go back to where they learned these maladaptive responses, and now can begin to change them and take their psyche and their lives to a whole better level.
That sounds very promising. We are going into more details in a separate interview. And after the Advanced Analytical Hypnotherapy, which course will then await potential participants.
This is called then Hypnotherapy Skills for a Life Change. It is teaching you principles and skills of hypnosis at a foundation level to start you off if you're in the beginning, but also at much more than the usual foundation level. It contains skills and knowledge from about suggestion, waking hypnosis, trance hypnosis, that people find amazing, even people who've trained before. They're understanding these topics in more depth, and they learn how to use the power of the subconscious then for specific areas, smoking, certain weight cases, stress management, performance enhancement, so on. It's almost an entire hypnotherapy training course in itself. At the same time, it paves the way for further courses.
Which was also the class that you gave last week.
That's right.
And having attended it myself, I can say that goes beyond a lot of other trainings that I know personally. Now, after the Hypnotherapy Skills for Life Change, are there further courses scheduled next year?
Yes, we have the Clinical Hypnotherapy course, which follows on directly from that. This takes place from the 16th to the 21st of March. And that's where the first stages of learning analytical hypnotherapy are learned in a deep way. In other words, you go into understanding about the subconscious mind, how problems become lodged in it, from early experiences, often traumatic incidents, sensitizing events, and understanding how to uncover those, learning the skills of assessment, learning the interview skills in depth, all the verbal, non-verbal elements, the particular skills of communication, and learning then how to have gestalt dialogue and other uncovering methods so the person begins to understand what's in the subconscious and begins to be able to deal with programming and other aspects of therapy on quite a deep level while paving the way for the advanced analytical hypnotherapy, where they will learn to process that material in a very comprehensive way.
You've mentioned the advanced analytical hypnotherapy. Is there a certain order of courses that you recommend?
Yes, normally people start with the hypnotherapy skills for a life change. So they learn hypnosis skills and principles in depth, followed by clinical hypnotherapy, how to apply to a very wide range of problems. Then on the advanced analytical hypnotherapy, they learn to take those skills and knowledge to a whole other level and deal with an even greater range of problems. And then the medical hypnotherapy is where they're learning to apply their knowledge and skills to physical symptoms, conditions, to help the body's healing mechanisms and as an adjunct to medicine, including even so-called complementary medicine. They can use their skills to great effect to help traditional healing systems or Western biomedicine.
Thank you, John. Are there further courses or does it cover the next half year now?
That's covering the next half year. There are other courses. We will do another course on, which I mentioned earlier, we have it in November, the hypnotherapy for childbirth, for pregnancy and mothering. That takes place also. We have one of those coming up in February. And of course, these are classes are in the cycle. So that will begin again later. There'll be more training courses going on in the year. The dates have yet to be finalized. Typically, we have a training course in May or early June, probably this year, because we have a big conference in America. And then we will have the autumn schedule again, starting usually late September, early October, and into November. As we've had the October one recently, and that's generally the way the cycle operates. A March, beginning of a cycle, and an autumn cycle at the end of September.
So if anybody can't participate or attend your classes in the next 6 months, they don't need to worry because you will offer those classes at a later time, of course.
Absolutely. And some students have to, because of work or other commitments, can't follow the cycle completely. They may have to skip a course and pick it up a bit later. And we make every effort to help them. In fact, students say they manage it quite well. If they've missed a course, and we give them certain reading and other materials to cover what they haven't covered by being physically in the classroom, they learn a certain amount that will enable them to keep their skills fresh, to keep developing and learning. And then when they come to that course, they're really ready to study it in depth and take it on into their level of practice. Because our goal is to have people practicing very early on in their career, even after the first course, Hypnotherapy Skills for Life Change. We recommend people get practice, start running their business even, provided they stay within the scope of practice. It's perfectly ethical, it's very appropriate, and they can learn to work with smokers and stress management and many problems at quite an effective level. Of course, as they learn more, their skills will be at another higher level. So the more you get practice and experience, the better.
Now, if someone wants to participate, if someone wants to attend your classes, what should they do?
Go to our website.
This is
at hypnotherapytraininginternational.com, or they could look at one of our social media presences where we're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and so on, where they'll see a bit more about courses. They can get in contact through those. And so always we're available at the end of the phone to give you in-depth information to suit your needs. For whatever reason, a person may want more information because of their background. Maybe they might say, I've come from a psychology background, so will this enable me to do X, Y, Z? Would it fit with other trainings I've done? Or I've done no training in the mind field, but I have worked in accountancy, I've worked in some other profession, and we talk to them about prior reading, other information they can look up with us. We even give them preparatory training as necessary for them. Some basic training, sometimes over the internet, sometimes in person, so that they can really participate very well with the courses, on the courses when those courses start.
If people want to participate in your classes, what is the price range of your classes?
Well, Axel, our prices are extremely competitive, and we want our classes to be available to people who don't in every case have a lot of money. We're not going to charge them many, many thousands of pounds for an 8 or a 9 day training course, because that's not a complete training. And secondly, when you are paying, we allow people also to pay in installments where there may be some financial difficulty, they have to defer some payments. So our average cost of a course is in the region of $695, which includes course materials. So that's, again, a big saving. You don't have to go out and buy a lot of books because you've got core materials of a high standard that will take you a long way in your learning. And those courses, we have kept those prices for quite a while. We have essentially discounted them from much higher prices, which we have in the past charged different rates for courses. And the reason being that depending on people's economy, people's state, we are able to be flexible and charge these lower prices. And when people book up early, they're guaranteed a place and they will get it at that price.
But of course,
the
prices are subject to change, and so the actual price will then be on the web page, of course.
Absolutely. The price advertises what we charge. There's no hidden extras. There often is in the field of hypnotherapy, charges for this, for that, you know, admin charges, exam charges. And as you know, we have a very, very thorough follow-up with people when they've done their training. We're available to give them guidance. A great deal is given to them free of charge. And then for people who really want further mentoring, supervision, and other forms of keeping their skills updated, there are charges made, but they're charges made taking into account that people are often starting their practice, and the charges are extremely reasonable, just as our training charges are.
As you mentioned, your training charges, that someone who has attended your classes and decides to have him or her examined, the quality of the work, you offer this exam service.
Yes.
Which is very, very thorough and even is like a separate course itself.
Yes, at another level of training in itself, yes.
At no extra fee, which is probably unique to your school.
As far as I know, it's unique to us, because our goal is to turn out excellent practitioners to the very best of our abilities. And we feel that when a person is doing an exam, it's not ticking a box or just barely passing, or set the standards low enough so that everybody passes and everybody then joins your organization. Now, there's several other ways, streams of income that hypnotherapy schools may operate. many registers, many so-called umbrella bodies you can join, registering bodies that claim to be official or semi-official. The reality is it's an unregulated profession with standards that vary greatly. I've been very involved with standard setting since 1984. I was the first person in that era in the ages to bring people together to discuss standards and set standards. And we've been working on that ever since, which is 35 years later. And progress has been made. So in the field of training in hypnotherapy, you need to do very thorough research and read between the lines, read very carefully. So you know who you're training with, that you're actually going to get the person that's advertised as the instructor, but on the day, you're not getting trained most of the time by an underling.
As you mentioned that, of course, you are the main trainer, and there are also parts of the classes that are taught by your wife, who has been in practice also for many, many years and is an extremely experienced psychotherapist and hypnotherapist.
Yes, she's there because of her abilities, her long period of being in practice, having trained with Gil Boyne and trained in several hypnotherapy trainings and having, as you say, qualification in psychotherapy, coming from a background in academic psychology as well. She is very well trained and capable of working with teaching the students. And so she does a particular portion of one of the days of the course, and that's very valuable. Students find it very useful to have her input into it, into the training. And as I've said, with this examination process, it's about bringing the person to a higher level through that process, through the exam process. So it's not a matter of, as I say, just going through the motions. So all in all, the whole emphasis on making the student the very best practitioner they can be. And that's what we have been doing for many years. We feel that out there in the world, we have a lot of good people who have been trained by us, who do very good work, and some have gone on to become significant trainers in the field.
As we are coming to an end, John, have you got some last words for our listeners and those who want to participate, attend your classes?
Well, I will say that if you've already decided to come on our course, one of or more of our courses, we are always happy to speak to you further, to give you more information, any guidance at any time that you need, we're available to you. So we'll be delighted to meet up with you and meet you on the course, and then we'll get on with training you to the very best level we possibly can. I've been in training for 30 years now, and in practice professionally for 40 years, with several years before that of experience. And I'm imparting that knowledge and the skills I've learned to the students. If you haven't yet made up your mind, read very carefully into people's history. Speak to them as necessary. Don't just take at face value what you read. The internet is a very dangerous place in terms of claims that are made. And so one can be easily swayed by advertising claims which may not in practice be realized. You may not get what you expect.
So, in short, take your courses.
Well, thank you, Axel. We do hope to see you on a course in the near future.
Thank you so much, John.
And thank you, Axel. And thanks to those who are listening.
And to all of our listeners, check out the website hypnotherapytraininginternational.com and also listen to our follow-up episodes of this podcast, in which we'll have another short overview and various episodes in which we are going into more depth about what the upcoming courses are about. With that said, I'm Axel Hombach, sitting here with Dr. John Butler in his office. Have a great time. Until next time.